To turn with us in the Word of God, 2 Samuel chapter 23. I'd like to begin reading in verse number 8. 2 Samuel 23, beginning in verse 8. We need to read down through a few verses. Now, some of this right here off the start is some tough names, but you just bear with me. Amen. I remember, Preacher Timmy probably remembers reading this. Preacher Gypsy Smith. Got saved. He was a gypsy, and God used him in a mighty way. And he said sometimes he'd be reading a passage in the Bible. He'd be reading down a little ways. He'd get to where some of them hard words were. And he'd just go to preaching a little while. And then when he started back reading, he'd pick up on the other side of them. Amen. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be able to do that today. Amen. We need to read through. But I tell you, God knows what we need. Amen. I tell you, thank God. 2 Samuel 23, we'll begin in verse number 8. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. This David, thank God, his mighty men. The king, thank God. As a matter of fact, if you look back to verse 1, it says, these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man whom was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said. As David recollects, as David thinks about, and God called him in. And we're going to, hey, let's just read. These be the names of the mighty men whom God had. The Tophonite that sat in the seat chief among the captains, the same was Adino the Esnite. He lift up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. Now listen to these names of these mighty men, and he slew 800 alone at one time. And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodo the Ohahite, one of the three mighty men with David, and when they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Harite. The Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. And three of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time to the cave of Adullam. And the troop of Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was in a hole, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but he poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for the reading of the word of God. And I pray for that anointing from another world, that fresh oil from glory. And God, I pray for that honey out of the rock, God, would flood our soul. Lord, as we gather around the precious word of God, Lord, I pray, dear God, if there might be one that's lost, they'll be saved. And I pray this morning, God, that you administer unto our lives, unto our hearts. God, I ask you, Lord, to just help us to receive, thus saith the word of God. And Lord, whatever's accomplished, we'll bow and give your name the honor and the glory and the praise and the thanksgiving, God, for it all. As we have worshiped you, and Lord, as we've heard the testimonies and the songs of Zion, God, that has pointed us to the cross of Calvary. Lord, we pray that you administer ever unto our heart. We love you, Jesus. We thank you in the precious name that is above every name, the name of our Jesus, we beg. Amen and amen. Thank God for the reading of the word of the Lord. Now, I know this morning we're here to brag on the Lord, and we're going to do that. We have done that. Amen. But I tell you, to me, Preacher Tim is a mighty man of God. Sister Juwan by his side is a mighty woman of God. And this morning the church is filled with mighty Christians for God. So when we look at this mighty man of God, it could be applied to each of us. But this morning I thank God, as we look, we could not only say thank God for the pastor on Pastor Appreciation Day, as we look at King David, the sweet psalmist of Israel's mighty men, but that this morning we could see in our own hearts and lives what God has done for others, he can do for us. Amen. And this morning, that as we read the word of God, and the Bible said in verse 8, these be the names of the mighty men whom David had. Mighty men that David had. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Bible said in verse 1 that that's what David was. He was the sweet psalmist of Israel. Amen. And it goes on and lists these men and all of these names. And you can read, and I know that you have studied this and looked over it. But this morning, we ought to say, hey, if God put down in the Holy Bible and named people, it's all right for us to say, as you have and as you're doing today, to say thank God for our pastor. Thank God for a mighty man of God and a mighty woman by his side. Amen. And a family dedicated unto God and a church that we can serve God. And I'll tell you, I'm not saying this because I'm standing before you, but I remember the other building, the very first out there. And not just the buildings, but the people and the souls that have been won. But God is doing a mighty work right here. Amen. Right here at Liberty Church, God is doing a mighty work. Amen. For God. And this morning, I want us to look, with God being our helper, at this mighty men and look at their lives and see. And I pray today that we could just have a thankful heart. And, you know, as we think about, sometimes we can take things for granted. Brother Robert, we can get in the busyness of life and the rush of life, and we don't mean to do it, but we just, if we're not careful, can take things for granted. Whether it's in our family, in our church, our job, our health, our family, our children, and all of this, if we're not careful, we can take it for granted in our life. And if God saw fit, and David in this last time, just to remind ourselves of the goodness of God, we ought to just say, thank God today, God has been mighty good to us. And God has helped us, and God has blessed us, and God has been good to us in our lives, and God has watched over us, and God deserves the honor, the praise, and he deserves all the glory. These mighty men, this is what God called them. God's Holy Bible called them in 2 Samuel 23 and verse number 8. God called them mighty men whom David had. What about these men? How did they get to this place? How did they get to those mighty works and those accomplishments and those victories that they had in their life? First of all, this morning, that these men, they didn't start out here. They didn't start out Brother Scoopy, right here where we're at in this passage right here. I want you to hold your place here in the Bible, and I want you to go back with me to 1 Samuel chapter number 22. It's a different day. It's a different hour. Saul being the first king of Israel, and of course he disobeyed God and did not honor God. And then David, of course, was anointed at Jesse's house, at his daddy's house, to follow and to be the king of Israel. And of course Saul in his rebellion against God, and God removed the kingdom. And but as that was taking place, the ladies, David would come out from warfare, and the ladies would sing, Saul's killed his thousands, David's killed his 10,000s. And Saul got jealous, and Saul got angry about it. And in 1 Samuel chapter 22, David is fleeing for his life. David is fleeing for his life. It's a different hour. It's a different day than where we are right back over here in the text that we have read. These men did not start out right where we are, where we read. But go with me to 1 Samuel 22, verse 1. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. This right here is where he met up with some of these men that are named in the scripture that we read. And check them out and look at who they are and where they're at. David therefore departed and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren, his father's house heard it, they went down to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. Right here is where David met up with some of these men that would later be described, Preacher Tim, as David's mighty men. First of all, they started out in that they were delivered. They had been delivered from a difficult hour and a difficult place in their life. You don't just start out as a mighty man, a mighty woman, a mighty... They were delivered. Matter of fact, Preacher Tim, this is what the Bible described. This is why, you understand now why every song they sang, I said, we're in one mind and accord. And the first time Preacher Tim was testifying this morning about this, we're in one mind and we're in one accord. Hey, all of us hadn't always been right where we are this morning. Amen. All of us hadn't always had a King James Bible in our hand, sitting in the house of God, lifting up hands in praise to the Lord, honoring God and lifting up the name of the Lord. These men get to the place where they are delivered men. You say, Preacher, what kind of folk were these that began to be named as David's mighty men? It says they were in debt, and they were discontented, and they were in distress. Anybody ever been there in your life? They were in distress, and they were in debt, and they were discontented. And everybody didn't want them. But David did. But David, as a matter of fact, David's not the most popular man living at that day right there as himself. But God said he's the sweet psalmist of Israel. And I'm glad this morning that when nobody else didn't want me and everybody else thought I was just baggage to be... Everybody else thought I was just baggage to be carried around. I'm glad there's a God in heaven who will deliver us, who will forgive us, who will cleanse us, who will empower us, and who will set us free. And whom the Son sets free, thank God, is free indeed. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God to
be delivered. That's the first step in becoming a mighty man, a mighty woman, a mighty Christian, somebody that get the job done for God. It's for us to get delivered, get our name recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, get Jesus in our heart, and fall in love with God. Amen. Thank God this morning. Thank God for that day who testified about it when God sent the preacher knock on the door. Oh, there's a work to be done. There's something to be done for God. God wants you to have peace and be where you ought to be with God. And there's a God in heaven who reaches down into our lives. And he touches us. And he helps us. And these men in 1 Samuel 22 is where we find that he begins a relationship with some of these that are named. And they are delivered. Amen. These men, they are delivered. These, we can apply women, young people, Christian. We get delivered. And we get set free. Amen. By the hand of God. That's why we can lift up, hold of hands and say, there ain't nobody like my Jesus. Some of us, when we went back to work on Monday morning after we got delivered on Sunday, they wagered we wouldn't make it through Friday. They wagered we wouldn't make it through Friday. We'd be back in the same old track we was in. But that's been a long time ago for some of us. They said they'll be back on that dope again. They'll be back down below the bottom. Hey, they'll be back hung out, hung over. They'll be back in that place in their life. It's not going to last long. They just got a little emotional. Hey, aren't you thankful this morning by the help of God and the grace of heaven? Preacher Thad, thank God this morning when God is down, and when God does something, he does it good. Amen. Amen. I woke up this morning, left out early. I knew where my car was parked. Amen. Woo! I know that wasn't towed somewhere. Amen. Didn't wake up, thank God, behind bars. Hey, thank God this morning. They didn't start right. They got delivered. They got delivered. God did this work in their life that nobody else could do but the Lord. No, go back with me to 2 Samuel 23. Look at these men. God says they're mighty men whom David had, King David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. And they started following David. David wasn't the most popular guy in that time. Saul hunted him. He had to flee like a fugitive. But they says, we found our man. We found our king. And we're going to stick with him. God did that for us in our life. And we found our Savior and he found us. Amen. Look at what the Bible goes on to say. It goes on to list some of these. In verse number 8 of 2 Samuel 23, these mighty men. And it says in verse number 8 that Adino the Esniite, he lift up his spear against 800 whom he slew. Now notice the Esniites and the Ahoites and the descendants of Dothan. Hey, these weren't people from prestigious families and prestigious names. Aren't you glad that you don't have to have a prestigious name and you don't have to have a prestigious heritage for God to use you and God to help us and God to save us? and God to write our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and God to fall into love with us, and us fall in love with God. Notice here what it says. It says he lifted up his spear against 800. He was outnumbered 800-1, Preacher Tim, and slayed all of them. He slew at one time. Well, I'm going to tell you, you got to have some endurance to slay 800 people at one time. And he stuck with it, and 800 he slew at one time. Verse 9, and after him was Eleazar the son of Do the Ahoite, one of the three men with David whom they defied the Philistines that were gathered together in battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. Everybody who has said they're going to fight don't always fight. And the men of Israel had fled, had gone away. They had escaped back in the day of battle. Look, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave under the sword. Here he is now, and others have fled away who said they would fight, but they not there to fight. And he arises until his hand was weary fighting the Philistines, and his hand clave unto the sword. Aren't you glad for the man of God whose heart, mind, and hand will cleave unto this sword right here and say, I'm going to fight till King Jesus comes back. Amen. Richard Tim, we love you. You hadn't been fighting with a funny book. Come on. You hadn't been fighting with J.C. Penney's catalog.
Come on.
You've been fighting the fight of faith.
Amen.
Against the devil.
Amen.
The world and the flesh. Amen. With the sword. Thank God for the sword. Hey, you know it. He's been here a long time. He ain't come in here with a funny book telling us we can fight the devil with a funny book or with a catalog from the shopping mall. Hey, he's come, but thank God, with this King James Bible, the Word of God, and said we're going to stand on the Word of God. We're going to hold the Word of God. We can believe we can over. Hey, we believe we can overcome every battle of the enemy, every conflict that comes our way. But thus saith the Word of God. Amen. Thank God for the Bible. Amen. The Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder soul and spirit, joining marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of man's heart. Hey, somebody said, who told the preacher? Nobody told the preacher. God did. Amen.
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 It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of man's heart. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Do you see him? Do you see the mighty man of God? Do you see the mighty warrior for God holding and their hand is cleaving to thus saith the Word of God? The devil said, lay that old thing down. They heard that so much they don't even want to hear it again. No. I got some Philistines. We got the old devil out there, and we're going to defeat him by the power of the Word of God.
Amen.
And he holds. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. This here's a two-edged sword that the mighty man of valor, the mighty man of David, holds in his hand. Notice what it goes on to say in verse 11. Not only is this Eleazar, but go down in verse 11. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Harihite. Man, we got the Enzites, the Ahohites, and the Harihites. That don't sound like, matter of fact, you don't hear a whole lot about them other than in this listing. But I'll tell you what, there's a God in heaven who took notice of it.
Amen.
And the Philistines were gathered together in a troop, and there was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. Not only is these men delivered men, they're dedicated men. They're dedicated men. One slays 800, outnumbered 800-1, and he slays them. The others are standing and getting a great victory, and one standing in the pea patch, and God is giving, and God has got his hand on them, and they are dedicated unto God. We ought to say thank you, Lord, for God's man, his wife by his side, who has proven to be dedicated to the things of God, who has been dedicated to thus saith the Lord. But I've highlighted, and I've never preached right from here, but I've highlighted it right here in verse number 10 and verse number 12. Look here, and this is what your pastor would say this morning. Even though they stood, verse 10, look right there, it says, and the Lord wrought a great victory.
Amen.
We just done our part, and God, look at the end in the verse 12. Shammah standing, and he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Not only are these delivered men, and they're dedicated, but they realize where the victory comes from. The victory comes from God. The victory comes from God. That's God who has given us the victory. Yeah, we held the sword. Yeah, we anchored down. And we did not flee when others said that they were turning cold and running. Hey, hey, hey. But God is the one that has given us the victory. God, hey, look back up at verse number 10. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him on his spoil. Hey, there's some who will run, and there's some that don't want to never show up to after the victory's wrought, just to take part in the celebrating of the spoils.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to be faithful to God when I'm on the mountain. I want to be faithful to God when I'm down in the valley. I don't want to lick the red off the candy and then throw the stick back at the foot of God. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hey, God, you've been good to me. You stood by me. You went all the way. And Lord, I want to go all the way for you.
Amen.
Brother Robert, it's not always easy. Sometimes when we asleep, he's up. She's up. Saying, I want to work for God. I want to serve God. I want to fight the good fight of faith. I want to take a hold of the sword, and I want to keep it. But we say, God, The victory has come from you, Jesus.
Amen.
And in the midst of it all, God, I want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Now, Sister Joanne, to where we're at right now, y'all, we say, well, I can understand that. You know, they was all in trouble. They all needed a king. They needed somebody. And hey, they was in a bad spot. And that's right where I was. And the king took them in.
Come on.
And then they fought for him. Makes sense. We can understand that. They were delivered men. And they were dedicated men. But listen to what takes place in verse 13. And three of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest into the cool of Adullam, and the troop of Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was in a hole in a cave. And the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And the Palestinians is in Bethlehem today. They fly that flag there today. Now David's in this hold, he's in this cave, he's in this place. Verse 15, David's just thinking, he's pondering. And David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, the king who had took these boys in. And they hear, and David longed and said, oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. Now, we read that in just a few seconds. But them boys had to leave where they were. And they had to go fight against the garrison of the Philistines to get to that well in Bethlehem. Now, I'm not adding to or taking away from the Bible, but can you imagine, Preacher Thad, as that began to transpire, somebody overhears David. David's in this cave, and no doubt he's just... Can you imagine that old green grunge that grows back up in a dark cave? Can you imagine that dampness and a little drop of maybe of that water dropping down off of that out there? What he said, oh, if I could have me one of them good cool drink from the water of Bethlehem,
come on,
it'd sure be a blessing to me.
Blessing God.
This is where the rubber meets the road. They were delivered men. They were dedicated men. David never asked them to go do it. We don't find that recorded in the Bible, that he's just thinking to himself and talk, I'd love to have it. Them men, let's go break through that garrison. We can get down there. We can get David some water out of that well. Bring it back.
Bless him.
Just picture it in my mind, the way we might be today. Well, you know, we're liable to get killed. Them boys is tough. Might get, hey.
Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
You remember where we were when David took us in? Brother Rob. You remember what shape us? You remember what shape us was in before we met up with him? See, they were not just, and this is where we can get the job done for God. They were not only delivered men and dedicated men, they were men that would go beyond duty. Because love had done God in it. Love had done God in it. Love had done God saturated in it. Love had done come above. Hey, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. But you know it's the truth. God's put these people in our lives have went beyond the call of duty. It's not being just a dot and an I and a cross and a T. Because love has gotten into it. Love has got saturated in it. And we go beyond what we asked to do. We go beyond what we expected to do. We get out there in that realm where love. Whoo! Brother Scooby. We get out in there where love pushes us and moves us. Let's go down there. We can break through that garrison. We can get down there. And we can you see them boys coming back with that leather pouch of water? He never told them to do it. He never asked them to do it. But Brother Tony, love got in it. Love got in it. And they said, let's go. Let's go get that water. Let's bring it back to him. Let's let him know how much we love him. Let's let him know how much we appreciate what he done for us. Let's bring it back here to him. Let's thank him. You know what? When you ever lose that, you've lost something. There's some of us in here this morning, we would have went and fought for the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing was too much for the Lord.
Come on.
And if we're not careful, we know we've been delivered, and we know we ought to be dedicated. But it's that true love for God that moves us into the sweet realm of love. To where we'll fight any battle. We'll go any distance. With God being a hey.
Come on.
It's the times God put somebody on our heart and mind. It's Friday night. We've had a long week. We worked hard. It's been hot this summer. Somebody's in need of help. Somebody needs to be talked to. Somebody needs a bag of groceries. There've been times I'd get right up out of my chair and I'd go. And there've been other times where I get a little too loose with that love. And I said, well, you know, somebody else can do it. It's been hot. It's been a long day. But you know what? King Jesus has done something for us that nobody else could do. Lord Jesus, you've done something for me that nobody else in all the world could do, Lord. And until Jesus comes back, I want to let love push me and move me and stir me past duty. To say, I just want to do it because I love Jesus.
Amen.
With all my heart.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord, you've been so good to me. Hey. God, you lifted me up when nobody else could do it. God, you saved my soul when nobody else could do it. Lord, you love me when nobody... You love me when nobody else really loved me. Woo! Lord, you love me when I was unlovable. Lord, you love me. Lord, you love me when I was in trouble and I was below the bottom. Lord, I needed, and God, you love me.
Amen. Amen.
And Lord, I want to serve you, and I want to love you, and I want to serve you, Lord, past duty, because I love you, Jesus. You've been so good to me. I want to ask us to stand all over the church house this morning. You hear this morning, you said, I read that. They come, Pastor, however, be pleasing to you and the Lord. For a song at the singers, if y'all would sing, or however, be pleasing.